The Hawaii Supreme Court decision to issue a conservation district use permit for the 30-meter telescope seems like a conclusive step in a nearly decade-long process. But Scott Ishikawa, spokesman for the project, says telescope officials aren't abandoning their Plan B site in the Canary Islands just yet.
That has always been Plan B, and that we'll keep that Plan B in place. In the event, you know, for some reason or whatever reason that, you know, TMT can't be built on Mauna Kea.
TMT officials signed a 75-year hosting agreement for the La Palma site, and an environmental impact assessment has been submitted. If accepted, construction permits will be applied for. Ishikawa says the timeline for construction here in Hawaii depends on two factors.
One of them is we have to fill a number of requirements as part of that conservation district use permit that was issued to us by the state. That's one factor. The other one is we're going to also have to work with the contractor to find out how much time they need to remobilize their crew and equipment to go back up the mountain.
Construction on Mauna Kea was halted in 2015 following protests by Native Hawaiians and environmentalists.
Change has come through those who have stood up against the forces and the powers.
Ko'okahi Kanuha was arrested while protesting and later found not guilty of obstruction. He says he's willing to do it again.
I'm not the only one who is willing to redo what was done in 2015, you know, even if that means being arrested.
Kanuha is part of a group calling themselves Mountain Protectors. They consider Mauna Kea sacred and telescope construction to be a desecration. The $1.4 billion telescope is projected to be 18 stories tall with a footprint of nearly an acre and a half.
We wouldn't build a project like this if it didn't have a lot of great science.
Astronomer Roy Gal is with the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy. He says TMT will allow astronomers to see deeper into space than ever before and with finer detail.
To me, the most exciting thing is the unknown. What is it that we're going to find that we had no idea we were going to find?
While there are Native Hawaiians who support the telescope, the project has been a controversial one, portrayed by some as a clash of culture and science.
I think a lot of times it is presented as a clash or an opposition, but I honestly don't think that's true. It's not like it's you have to be for the telescope or for Hawaiian culture.
Gao says the High Court's decision signifies a real attempt to allow culture and science to coexist.
I do think that a lot of astronomers' eyes have been open to some of the issues on the mountain. I think it's really helped to make the astronomical community more aware of what's going on and really try to respond to that.
How the scientific community is able to respond to protesters may be another matter. Kuve Hirishi, HPR News.